Island selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that features a cast of foul-mouthed puppets and one hard-nosed detective who's had it just about up to here. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two best buds, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi. Are you the detective?
Yeah, I'm the detective, and you guys are the dirty mouth puppets.
That
the
cursing does sound puppets. Like me. Does sound like, well, it sounds like me. It doesn't sound like July, because July's a good boy.
Yeah, I'm a nice boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's one clean puppet and one dirty puppet.
Oh, there's hella good puppets. You seen that ad? It's like half and half.
It's half and half?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't watched the ad all the way through.
The ad for our show?
This is the happy Time Murders, is that
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got an invitation to watch that movie and I declined it.
You did?
Really?
Wow.
I don't want to see it. It looks bad.
Really?
You guys think it looks good?
I haven't seen, I just seen the billboard.
You actually would probably love it.
I met the, I want to say, director, maybe?
Okay.
Or the writer. Probably the writer, right? We meet more writers than directors.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's probably the writer.
I'm not disparaging the movie at all. I mean, I'm sure the writer...
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things, though, because that movie... There is another movie, or another, there was a web series that was like the same premise. I don't know, I probably could easily have looked up, and it's not like, right. Whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I could easily have looked up, I'm sure these guys have talked about it, that was made by the guy that fucking directed Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, John Watts.
Oh, right.
He did a puppet like thing for like Channel 101.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw
it's hard a to lose that
puppet movie that Peter Jackson
yeah,
made.
Yeah, Meet the Feebles.
Oh, the Feebles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was,
that's disgusting.
Disgusting, yeah. Horrible. And
now, I like that.
I'm traumatized.
Have you seen that one?
No.
That one's real fucked up.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's got some toilet humor.
It's got so much toilet humor. So many bodily functions are coming out of these puppets for the whole movie.
Ew. Yeah. And people think puppet dicks are a lot funnier than they are. I think.
Yeah.
The puppetry of the penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's good.
But it's fine.
That's good.
July, you want to introduce our guest?
Yeah, yeah.
You
got him ready. Okay, we won't. He's the host of the podcast, Yo, Is This Racist? We have Andrew T here.
What up, dogs?
What's
welcome.
Up?
Welcome.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here.
We love having guests. We love having July's friends. We love having other podcasters.
Yeah.
I seriously, maybe it's because my podcast is so fucked up like all the time that I'm like,
right.
Just being a guest on anyone else's podcast is always so fun. I'm just like,
oh,
this
cool.
Is the best.
Yeah. And our show is very like silly and
that's what I'm
dumb.
Talking about. Yeah.
Your show is like serious and ours is like...
I mean, it's sometimes funny.
It's a fun show. It's definitely a fun show, I think.
Sometimes.
But you
it's
guys
It's fun,
do...
but it takes a lot out of... I'm just like, every week, I'm like, this fucking... Ugh,
okay. I think that's what I was thinking about recently, listening to your show, was that it's hard for, I think, most people in America right now just to wake up every day and, like, just get, like, a surface feel of how things are. But you really, like, you really... get in the muck.
Oh,
in the
mire. Yeah, dog. Thank you. Thank you.
Does that...
yeah, it sucks.
It takes a toll.
No, I mean, I think it's... Yeah, it does. It's just like one of those things where the only good part of it is that then now when people try to talk to me about real shit, like in... public and whatnot, I'm just like, just call in. I don't want to do this right now.
Right.
And if you just, we'll do it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You give them business cards with the number for the podcast. Right?
That's it. Yeah, and then leave them forever. Yeah. now you're a caller, not a friend. Turn the callers into friends. Oh. Friends into callers.
I hope I become a caller.
Oh, someday, July.
Someday,
get there. To the next level.
Yeah,
July. You've been on some episodes, right?
Yeah, I was on there early on.
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, back when it was every day.
I know. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I remember that.
Ooh, what every a time. Day? Well, we would record like 5 short episodes a week.
Oh, okay.
And it was harder or easier? Probably harder somehow.
I think it was easier. I think it was harder for engineer Cody, who's no longer there.
Wow, we're doing this. Oh, we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing Earwolf lost one Cody and replaced him with two
with
Codys.
Two Codys, yeah.
Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah. With different spellings of their names.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Everything about it's weird.
It is weird.
What is engineer Cody up to these days? Do you know?
I don't know. He's in the wind. I don't
know. He was always kind of a free spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably thrashing.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Definitely. He's definitely breaking some rules.
He was the first ever guest on this show.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And the new engineer, Cody, was like the 20-something guest on the show.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think new Cody, if you're talking about Zig, is producer Cody.
Yeah.
Not engineer.
Yeah.
Right.
Producer. Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys something. I don't know the difference.
I don't either.
Let's get into it right now.
July,
feel free to cut this.
Okay.
I don't either.
Nice.
I don't either.
Well, my impression is that an engineer is just like turning the knobs, right? Like making sure the levels are good.
Yeah.
Right.
But a producer is kind of an ideas person.
Yeah, like are they the ones that are booking the guests and...
Oh, this sounds so rude. Yeah, obviously, Zig, when you're listening to this, I do know what you do, man. You're the best. Thank you for all your help.
This is July Swing. I don't know what you do, Zig. You're a nice guy, but what are you doing?
I honestly don't know. Well, that's how the three of us know each other, is we all used to work at Earwolf back in the day, but Gabe and I left a long time ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I still don't know the difference, and I apologize to whoever's listening that would be offended by that.
Okay, this is good. We're fine.
Yeah. So, on this show, we do talk about trends.
Hell yeah.
Things that are trending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Usually, pretty light trends.
Not with me, baby.
I
would say
we're
stupid
not afraid.
Trends.
We're
really.
Not afraid to get.
Get
to
afraid.
Wait.
No, you. Don't bring
you
up the orange buffoon. Don't you dare.
Oh, no. We don't speak of him because then another character appears.
Uh-oh.
We sometimes have characters on the show.
Yeah.
I think he's entering.
Oh.
I see.
Oh, good. There he is.
I see him coming in the door.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Okay, he hasn't stopped by for a while, but
it's been a
so
long
ready
time.
For this.
No, it's okay, Andrew. This is Trump boy. He's a Trump supporting young boy.
Hi, Trump boy.
Somebody say Trump.
Trump boy.
I'm good. I'm a little cold.
You're cold?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
There's an AC going on here.
Yeah.
It's a hot day outside,
Trump
boy.
It's so hot outside.
I know you don't believe in climate change, but it's affecting us all.
Mm-mm. Also, I don't wear pants, and I have a little sailor suit on.
Oh.
Okay.
So
he doesn't...
is it always a thing where we have to go to jail when Trump boy comes around?
No.
He's confused. He likes Donald Duck, not Donald Trump, but he gets them confused.
No, Trump. He's a big old duck. That's how he speaks.
No, that's
how Trump speaks.
He doesn't. He's more like.
No, I don't know who that is.
How do you do it?
I lost it.
Oh, man.
Sorry,
it was like
guys.
Trump was just in the room.
Yeah. I had trouble, you guys.
Anyway, I gotta go get some Trump juice.
Hey.
Oh, Jesus.
Some Trump
All
orange
right.
juice.
Get out All of right. here, Trump boy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we just, I
oh,
guess he
man.
Just got
wow.
summoned.
Wow. That was weird.
It was,
yeah,
right?
He's a weirdo.
How does he drive that motorcycle? Seems like he's too short.
He's, I think there are a couple of phone books there.
On the footrest?
On the footrest and the seat, yeah.
Right.
Do you, besides the troubling racist things that happen all the time,
mm-hmm.
do I do
anything else?
Do you follow other trends?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have your finger on the pulse, you think?
Yes. Wait. Yes.
He checked his
I just
pulse.
Took my own yeah. pulse, guys.
Okay.
Still alive.
Do you have any favorite trends?
God damn it.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Any pop culture?
Oh, you know
anything?
What? You know what is my favorite trend? Because I just want to make this a 3 for 3 week.
Mm.
I'll just say Crazy Rich Asians so that
yeah.
I can just...
Oh, yeah.
Y'all work in comedy, so you understand this.
Mm-hmm.
You people...
Movies.
...don't know enough Asian people because so many comics right. are like, oh, do you want to come on my podcast and talk about Crazy Rich Asians? I'm like, really? I'm right. the only fucking
right,
one?
Right, right.
Come on, dogs.
Well, I
you
will say
better.
My subject line for asking Andrew on the show was... Crazy Rich Asians. Come talked about that on my podcast.
No, I really wanted to check my phone to see if you were kidding. I don't remember.
No,
it was not.
No. Yeah, right. You're good. Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. Also, I love every podcast I was on this week to talk about Crazy Rich Asians. But it was I was just like, really, dogs.
Yeah. So you saw the movie?
I went to a preview screening.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
okay. That's cool.
Which you declined, right, Agata? Because you declined the Happy Time Murders
oh, yeah.
movie
yeah.
screening. You just declined all movies.
I like to get yeah. invited, but I like to say no.
Yeah.
No, but actually that was a point of contention because they did like so another thing where they did Warner Brothers, I think it's Warner Brothers, did like so many preview screenings for just like any Asian person with any kind of profile at all. And I didn't get invited to any of those.
Oh, what?
I was that's like bullshit. My friend's plus one because she's like a film critic.
Wow.
That's was, messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was truly, I was just like, really? I can't get any of these?
Yeah.
They did one like 2 months ago that like the whole cast went to and yeah. people were like, it's awesome. And I was like, really? I'm going to go to that?
Damn.
Yeah, so.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm planning to.
It's a big hit, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a big hit.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Let's go.
Y'all should
right
go.
Now. Yeah, let's
yeah.
go.
Let's go. Right.
Take your mic off. I mean,
no, we'll take the mic with us.
Whoa. That's not me. That's Trump boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Speaking of characters,
all right.
We do have one more that we have to introduce you to, Andrew. Obviously, you noticed when you came in, we mm-hmm. have a full production staff behind the window
yep.
over there. Producers
yep.
and engineers. We could have just asked them.
Oh.
And interns,
oh,
too.
They were yelling right. about
and
something.
Interns.
Yeah. That makes sense now.
But all of them, of course, led by our head producer. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Mm-hmm. Please meet Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hi, Robo Laura Hall.
She's kind of got a mind of her own, so I apologize
totally.
In advance if she says anything weird.
I'm horny.
Okay, and she's already starting off with the horniness. Okay, Robo
Please
Laura
give
Hall.
Me smooches.
Okay, dial
oh,
it
man.
Back, buddy. Dial it back. Okay.
Did you guys
Chappie
do...
Chappie is my cousin.
Chappie is her cousin.
Yeah, she likes to name drop Chappie.
Oh. Did you guys do Robo HR training yet for this? Or
I mean, it clearly didn't stick.
Yeah.
She's coming in guns blazing. Can you please be polite to our guests, Robo Laura Hall?
I've tried reprogramming her
yeah.
multiple different
no,
ways.
No, well, but see, people come or people and robots come from different cultures, you know, so that's the important thing to keep in mind. Is that
that's true.
Is true.
Yeah.
come from anywhere.
Yeah. And she does a lot of, you know, she does her job well, but she also does a lot of extra things that we
yeah.
don't like, that we just deal with.
So wait,
I love RoboCop.
Oh.
The original, I assume. The good version.
Do you know
no.
you,
the remake? Okay.
You know you can make a pretty good RoboCop emoji with. I want everyone to picture this as I'm saying it.
Okay.
Okay.
Left bracket. Left parenthesis. Left bracket. Right bracket. Lowercase o. Right parenthesis.
Okay.
Pretty good RoboCop.
Yeah.
Like emoticon if you turn your head sideways.
Sideways?
It looks a little more like Cyclops from X-Men
for me. Oh, yeah. Well, I think you could probably do like a line if you want to do Cyclops. Oh, I guess they both have a visor line.
Mm.
It's pretty good. Type it out. Everyone type it out.
Okay. If we're going to just give out emojis for the listeners, I will say do the number 8, a couple equal signs, like a...
July, stop.
Like an arrow.
No. Getting turned on.
Yeah.
Oh, an arrow.
Yeah, an arrow.
You don't go capital D on that one.
Nah,
why would you?
Why would I do that?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it supposed to be?
Oh, I don't know.
You just read it online?
Yeah, I just like how it looks.
Okay, I'll check it out.
That's like the spaceship from Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah.
Like pretty dead on.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Or the spaceship from Austin Powers.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Gold member.
Gold member.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Beyonce in it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? She was in that?
Yeah.
Do you think... How fired is the agent that got her that gig?
Ooh.
That feels like... That was the last embarrassing thing Beyonce did ever.
What about that movie where she's like... It's like a horror movie where she's killing someone.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Where she's like a... She's like...
Like a neighbor or something?
I think she's like the wife and her husband's cheating on her.
Oh, yeah.
Obsessed.
Was that Obsessed?
Yes.
Oh,
because she thought she was going to have a J-Lo career path.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she doesn't act anymore, right?
She hasn't for a long time.
Because she got shown up in Dreamgirls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By
Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. I was about to say Kate Hudson. Which would be
She was in that too.
She got showed up by Kate Hudson in blackface. That's so fucked up.
That's really bad. That's a dark period.
You know what though? The performance was so compelling.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience. Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
Okay, Ask Gotta is my segment where the readers come to me with their problems. And they can be anything from food, love,
emojis.
Pets, emojis, all of it. The wide spectrum. I'm here to help. Okay, what do you have for me today, Robolore Hall?
This question is from Grateful for Gramps. Hi, Agata, guess what? My grandma just gave me a $100 gift certificate to Amazon for my birthday. How should I spend it?
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's an interesting piece of advice to ask.
Yeah, yeah. How should you spend it? You know that Amazon workers are getting exploited.
Okay.
It's just not a good thing going on over there. I would say try to sell it on a Facebook group and see if you can get anywhere close to the amount that it's worth. And then you can feel better about spending that at your local farmer's market.
Wow.
Oh, sell it for cash.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm saying you could probably get like... $1.03 on the dollar for like a Dave and Buster's gift card. And then I think we all know what to do.
Yeah.
Point.
But yeah. Doesn't Amazon already have the money in all of these cases? Somebody bought the gift card?
Yeah, that's true. But
so what you want to do is actually try and get like the most valuable thing that you can from them. Try and get them where it hurts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The pocketbook.
Right.
Like what? Diamonds?
Yeah, diamonds. What, the guy who runs Amazon, Jeff
Bezos?
Bezos.
Jeff.
He's the richest man alive, right?
Yeah.
I think they think Putin is maybe the richest man alive.
Seriously?
When you count, like, illegal money.
Oh, okay. Right. We're counting illegal money?
But then people always say that. They're like, well, actually, if you count like the money that like Putin like is clearly like slush funding or like hit, like he bought like a cello for $1 billion and gave it to some dude.
What the
so
hell?
Technically he doesn't have it, but that's his cello. Uh-huh. Anyway, yeah. It's like a fucking Stradivarius. But no one ever talks about, clearly Jeff Bezos also got mad amounts of illegal money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Where's the illegal money at?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. And how do we get it?
Right.
I want some of it.
I want some of that illegal money.
Yeah.
Is it all right in crypto? Do we have to get into crypto to get the
talking
legal
about
money?
Yeah.
Litecoin.
Bitcoin, Litecoin, all the big boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But hey, if you want to share your gift card with us, we would happily hit us up on hey@twb.cool.
I'm going to say this wasn't like, we don't know anything about you, reader, so we don't know what you should buy, but if I'm going to offer any piece of advice, thank your grandma. Cherish every moment you spend with her.
Give her a bunch of kisses.
Give her a bunch of kisses, because she's not going to be around forever.
That's true, yeah. That's it's actually
do
really
you like that sound.
That's no, I don't.
Grandma kisses.
Andrew brought his grandma with him.
Agata hates any
mouth
sort of
noises. That's true.
I've done two already.
I know, but you're our guest, so I can't get mad at you. I get mad when July does it.
But I don't do mouth noises. I do winks.
Oh no!
So
don't.
This is me winking.
Oh wow.
July, have you gone to that optometrist?
Yeah.
I have not.
Drink a glass of water, July.
Oh.
Okay.
Your wink shouldn't sound so dry.
I'm sorry.
It's like really unappetizing.
Awaking from a centuries long slumber.
Yeah.
So, listeners, you're welcome, because that bit hasn't been on the show for maybe 50 episodes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
wait, what are y'all trotting back? Is Trump Boy and
Trump
the Wink?
And the Wink. The bring Wink. Back all our old bits.
Yeah.
Our classic old bits. Does anybody else have any advice for this person? They've got $100 in Amazon burning a hole in
their
pocket.
You should buy something for your grandma.
Nice.
And gift it, you know.
That's good.
Give new back grandpa. To your grandma. Or grandpa.
No, new grandpa.
New grandpa?
Buy her a new grandpa.
Off of Amazon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great grandpas up there.
Amazon robot grandpas. Mm-hmm.
That's a really sweet idea. Buy your grandma like a couple of scarves or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then use our affiliate link.
Right.
If you're going to do that.
Yeah, use our affiliate link.
Which is...
Amazon.com affiliate ID equals trends with benefits.
The number 8 ### arrow.
Nice.
Then a little squiggly line at the end.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so we really help this person. If you want help, call or text 432-AGATA-HIGH, or you can go to our website, twb.cool/ask, and submit your question there, and we can change your life, too.
Okay, so this is July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip that I haven't seen before. Andrew, what is your relationship with the Sunday Funnies?
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of them.
But growing up, did you ever read them at all or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm trying to think. I guess the classics... A Garfield.
Yes.
I didn't like any of the good ones. I don't really like as
Which
much.
Which do you
like,
consider the good
like,
ones?
Like the ones that like people like still like Bloom County and Far Side and Calvin and Hobbes. Those are fine, but I didn't like read those that much.
Okay, great.
Family Circus is the one that I read the most.
Oh,
that
okay.
Shit makes no sense.
Yeah. We're not going to be reading that today. Right. You get to choose between three different comic strips. Yeah. You get to choose between Nancy.
Yeah.
Luann.
Yeah.
Or Big Nate.
Big Nate.
Big Nate?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Big Nate.
Big Nate.
You have to say it like that.
Okay, so this is Big Nate by... Oh, sorry. This is Big Nate by Lincoln Pierce.
Link.
So we got four panels here. First panel, we see Big Nate. He's reading a newspaper, and he's...
Newspaper!
And he's talking to what looks like to be his grandfather, maybe. I don't know any of the characters in this comic. Big Nate says, do you think these letters to Ask Annie are real? That's in quotations. His grandfather says, don't know. Let's hear them. Okay, so that's the first panel.
That's one panel. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Ask Annie. That sounds like familiar somehow.
Yeah, Ask Annie. I agree. Yeah.
I just can't put my finger on it.
Are they ripping us off?
Maybe. Second panel.
What the fuck?
Big Nate says, dear Annie, my husband is a messy slob. And then his grandfather interrupts immediately and goes, that's fake.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's the second panel.
That's panel two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Third panel. Big Nate says, dear Annie, my husband never listens to my... And then his grandpa interrupts and goes, that's fake.
Yeah.
So now, before we go into the final panel, we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is. Like, I know what it is.
We'll
but
say.
Yeah.
We ain't guessing.
All right.
We knowin'.
You knowin'.
Okay.
What if someone... Has anyone ever gotten one of these?
Sometimes we get close.
Sometimes we get really close. What?
Yeah. It's usually Gabe that guesses the closest because he loves comics.
And you know the rhythm of how like a comic writer's mind works.
Exactly.
I guess so. I wouldn't say I love comics.
You know the backstory as a kid. You know the backstory of every single
comic.
Not Big Nate. So in this one, I think it's obvious that they're going to probably cut to the grandma in the other room, and she's like busy writing all these letters to Ask Annie, and he thinks they're all fake, but they're actually all about him. And she's gonna say something like, dear, we're out of stamps.
Damn.
Great guess.
That's too close.
Agata, Andrew, any...
Oh, wait, what was the set? Oh, it was Dear Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's gonna try one last time.
Yeah, so the last one was, Dear Annie, my husband never listens to my... And then that's fake, so...
Okay. That was the last one. It's gonna. Here's. I'm just gonna throw this out there. Okay, dear Annie, my wife always, and then Grandpa's like, that one's real.
Holy moly!
All right.
Sounds like he already got it.
I'm not gonna confirm or deny, but Agata, do you want to guess something?
I mean, what's even the point at this point?
Okay, boom. So you just got it right. You got it right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Wait, read it.
Okay, so Big Nate.
Big Nate. Nate.
Says, dear Annie, my wife is always nagging me about that's real.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is amazing.
That is definitely the closest
I know
to
comics.
Wow.
Well, because, right, so my guess was... I think Gabe and I covered, like, the two possible angles, which is whatever the answer is, it's going to be... some sexist shit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Gabe just went on the angle of this, assuming grandma was the sympathetic character. No, neither of them. Wait. Yeah.
Mine was too complicated. It doesn't make sense to introduce a new character in the last panel. So yeah, I think yours was.
Uh-huh.
Yours
we was often have new on. Characters in the last panel.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. They'll just cut to a completely different character sometimes. So now is the part of the show where I read the comments on the comic. I'll just read a few. Minecraft fan 01 says, I don't get it.
Nice.
Wow.
Did somebody explain it to him?
Get ass back to those fucking blocks then, Holmes.
So this is the reply to the I don't get it comment. J Puzzle Wiz replied, Grandpa is claiming that the letters written by the women are fake and the ones from men are real. He's being a chauvinist.
Oh.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah.
Fifth panel, though, turns out the person writing about their wife is a woman.
Ooh, right. Progressive.
Exactly. Because right. Not everyone with a wife is a man.
That's right.
Right.
Not every... That's my son's the doctor.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
The new Doctor Who is a woman.
Yep.
Blaze says... He's blazing it up. When I first saw this, I thought it was a rerun.
Thank you for sharing that.
And finally, Agosti Kulkarani says, hey, guys.
That's nice. It.
That's it.
Hey, Agosti.
Where are you reading these from?
This is on gocomics.com.
Is it where a place I'm going to guess just aggregates all the Sunday funnies?
Yes.
You should go and comment, when I first saw this, I thought it was a rerun on all of them forever.
Yeah, so whoever's listening, please do that.
Yeah.
Go to gocomics.com and just write that.
Yeah.
And anybody can be a GC insider.
That's right. Those are the big boys and girls on that website.
That's like the verified stamp of
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The blue check mark.
Although no GC insiders were commenting on that. So,
are you, July, are you one?
I am technically on there, but I forgot my password.
Do you have to pay
password?
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
All right. Well,
do you have to pay to be an insider, or is that just if you have an account?
You have to pay.
Okay.
In
how much?
Illegal money.
How much did it cost?
I think it used to be $15.99, and now it's...
What the fuck? You paid
for
that?
How much?
I didn't pay that. For like a week.
To get on... Oh my God.
Are you serious?
He's making like all
a
of
month.
It up.
A month, probably?
Probably a month.
Probably a month?
Just that's to have a lot, the, just to be able to comment nonsense yeah.
on
the
get
comics?
On the get on the Patreon, people. Let's get July a subscription to Go Comics.
Exactly. Yeah, subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah,
and that's the end of that segment.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh God.
Dogs are taking on the hashtag snoot challenge with varying degrees of success.
I didn't hear that. Dogs are taking on...
Dogs are taking on this hashtag snoot challenge with varying degrees of success.
Snoot challenge?
Yeah, you didn't hear that game?
What's snoot
that didn't
challenge?
Make sense to you?
Can all right,
so there's some video
challenge?
Of it, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, I've seen this, yeah.
Hold on. But no, before we do this... Can we get a dog up in here?
Where is he?
Oh, yeah, with Louie? Yeah.
I think he's in the other room.
Oh, he left?
Should we do the snoot challenge with
Louie?
He's not going to do it.
Oh, it's...
It requires a treat, so...
It's super doable.
Someone is putting a treat... So they're sort of making their hand in like an okay gesture.
Like the neo-Nazi gesture.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're putting a treat in on the opposite... On the top of their hand, so the dog puts her snout in between the person's fingers.
Have you ever asked yourself, could my dog's nose fuck my fingers?
Yeah.
Well, this challenge is the
now that you're saying this,
is, look at a cuter dog.
This is vaguely pornographic. Yeah, now that you say that.
Oh, they're doing one with the
New York
Rangers logo. Go Rangers, of course.
Yeah.
Just a hole in the middle of it.
Okay.
They're not even using a treat.
Now, is this a good challenge?
That's too big of a hole.
That's cute.
I mean, the dog's cute, but...
So the dogs are... They're basically putting their heads through holes in people's hands.
Hands for now, yes.
Hands for now. For now, yes.
Which, by the
it's
way, I...
It's cute. I would check it out.
It's cute.
That's I have an idea in. For our photo. For our photo at the end.
Yeah.
I think I can do the challenge.
You're going to do the snoot challenge?
Yeah.
Snap.
For the photo.
Okay.
It's really good. The dog just chews on the hand instead.
I haven't tried this on Louis, but I did try the last. What was the sheet challenge? Do you remember
that?
Oh,
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, the sheet one.
You hold a sheet up, and then you make your dog think that you've died.
Yeah.
Oh, my
you hold
God.
It, you hold up a sheet in the doorway, and then you, like, show that you're behind it, and then you drop it and move really fast so the sheet just falls down and your dog thinks you're
dead. Stupid ass dog.
So scaring your dog is a challenge.
Yeah. And some dogs are really dumb and they're just like, oh,
Louis didn't fall for that shit for a second.
Yeah.
He was like, you're just around the corner.
Yeah. my dogs are blind, so they can't do none of this shit.
Really?
Yeah, dogs.
Whoa.
Here. Oh, yeah. What kind of dogs do you have?
I guess one of them technically has one eye, but he's still pretty blind.
Oh, my goodness. They're so cute. Cuties.
Sinbad and Pickles.
Oh, my gosh.
Sinbad's blind as fuck. Pickles kind of can see out of that one eye.
Where did you, how long have you had them?
I don't know. They just showed up one day.
They just showed up.
They just showed up.
We got them from me and my ex, got them from this rescue. Mm. We still share them.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Nice.
Everyone donate to the rescue.
Which one?
Definitely.
I don't remember.
But you can the one that you got Louis from.
Dogs Without Borders?
Yeah. Donate to that one.
Dogs Without Borders?
Yeah.
No, man, we need sovereign dogs to defend,
yeah, exactly.
Defend our...
Build that dog wall.
Yeah.
A giant Rubik's Cube in Canada could be the world's largest.
Holy shit.
A giant Rubik's Cube in Canada could be the world's largest.
Yeah, so this
don't
is another
they have like
visual.
A definitive...
Oh my God. It's so big.
Oh man. Imagine how long it would take to solve that thing.
I can't.
Part of me did think it was just going to be like 8 inches square.
It's like, who gives a fuck? Like, it's fine.
Right.
I mean, look at it compared to this guy who looks like a pretty big
that
guy.
That big. Just F everyone's
no.
eye.
No.
It looks pretty
all,
big.
I will say we are looking at a small image of it. So
yeah, I mean, looking at
relatively.
It, it's only like what?
But
like
it's in
an
like,
inch and a half?
It's indoors in an office.
Yeah.
Compared to these people measuring it.
It's like 8 feet across.
It's like when you picture the world's biggest ball of twine or something.
Yeah.
That's on the
which I do all the time.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's big stuff.
I wonder if it's just big, world's biggest for Canada.
Oh, world's biggest Canadian Rubik's
yes,
Cube.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
What's the point of it?
It's big.
It's big.
Where, like, where is it? Is it...
Canada.
Canada's a big place, July.
No, I don't think so. No. That's right. It's Canada.
It's...
I mean, it's so big that the most... The thing that you have to use to reference it is Canada. Like, it takes up almost
right.
all the surface
yeah.
area of Canada. So,
exactly.
I don't know. What else are you going to scrape?
It's in Calgary.
Calgary.
So, it's... That's very close to where I'm from.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 66 inches on each side.
Mm.
Do they even use inches in Canada?
No.
No, they don't.
It's like
they
two
use Celsius too.
Goddamn meters, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. That's okay. It feels wasteful. That's a lot of plastic.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe it was made from the petroleum that they didn't send down that pipeline.
Oh, right.
Nice. Right. Or they did send down the pipeline. Look,
I think they're going to send it down the pipeline.
Who
now
cares?
So, you guys ever solve a Rubik's Cube?
No. I don't believe that anyone can.
People have done it.
I don't believe it.
I've solved one side of one once, I think.
I think it's if you know the way to do it, it's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a algorithm. You're just like, if this, then this.
Mm.
And it's evidently really easy. I won't call him a friend. A guy I knew in college. He's fine. He used to cheat off me in biology class, and he's a ball doctor now. So,
whoa.
Be careful who your ball doctors are.
Yeah.
Damn,
fellas.
big name.
Yeah. But, make sure you check their high school biology exam scores.
But this dude
was such a dork. He, like, to his, like, college interview, brought, because he had listed, like, on, I don't, not your resume when you're getting into college, but whatever the fuck, I guess your application, mm-hmm. under special skills, he'd listed that he could solve a Rubik's Cube under, whatever, 5 minutes. Whoa. Or whatever. And so he brought one with him just in case someone asked.
Oh my God.
In the interview.
Did they?
No!
Just one last thing before we end this interview. We got to see the Rubik's Cube.
We do got to see that. Do you have your cube on you?
Is that your cube? I don't think you take this seriously. We read the special skills.
Yeah. I mean, how did... I'm a little ashamed that he got into the college.
Hey, it worked.
I know. Because they knew. You know what? He'll always... He never bluffs.
Oh.
He's always got that cube on him.
Yeah.
Also...
He keeps that cube on him.
He looks at people's balls all day long.
So. Yeah. In a way, isn't that the...
That's the real puzzle.
Real puzzle.
maybe that's why he gravitates to the cube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's dealing with balls all day.
Yeah. Yes.
The internet feels betrayed by this smoked watermelon that looks like ham.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen this watermelon. It looks fucking gross. Yeah. I would not say it looks like ham at all.
I think it looks good.
It looks good until you realize it's watermelon. Oh, I've seen it. You don't
seen it?
Turn that computer back the fuck around.
Okay.
I don't think Gabe has
seen
it.
No, I want to see it. Actually, I see it.
Wow.
Okay, so this is a smoked watermelon.
That looks disgusting to me.
It looks good.
Okay. So why is the internet feeling betrayed by this watermelon?
I think it's when they like cut it and it is like real juicy and watermelon-y.
Okay.
It's so red.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Yum.
You think it looks good?
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all? Yeah, it's where they like basted it in butter. That's so disgusting.
Oh, we can go to Duck's Eatery in the
Manhattan East Village. Oh, speaking of Manhattan,
yuck! What's that?
Going back to the last trend, real quick on in Manhattan stuff. That thing isn't even as big as that fucking cube in Astor Place that skateboarders touch.
Oh yeah.
Pathetic.
It was pathetic. I'm still angry.
Ew, is that chicken stock?
Wait, what? Why would they put chicken?
What did he just pour on it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
The ash in the... Jesus.
A surprisingly skin-like texture, they say. Oh yeah, this seems like a lot of work to...
Melon blood?
Yeah.
No, let's not.
It's
olive oil?
Oh, so, it just...
Who would fucking eat that?
It's I so would. Much work for the grossest thing.
Exactly.
I'll
$75.
Dog, I'll set your watermelon on fire for free. It can feed 3 to 5 people.
No.
Yes.
Oh, so they put gravy with flour in it on top.
Oh, God.
That is fucking nasty.
So how does it taste? Oh.
It's so weird.
The woman says it's weird.
That's
it's really good. Like, I don't know that I would make this my main course, but I would definitely like, have this with like another bite of like meat.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
So
that is fucking foul.
It is gross. I'm not a fan even of watermelon in its like base state.
What?
Really.
Oh.
Watermelon is beautiful.
Yeah, watermelon's good.
It's good. Yeah.
You're right.
Have you had watermelon smoked and then braised in olive oil?
And then covered with gravy?
I haven't. Maybe that's what I've been missing, maybe.
Yeah. It's just $75.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Okay. I'll do it.
I do love watermelon. It's one of my favorite fruits. I've been eating at my fruit guy outside my office like every single day for the last 2 months straight.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon, pineapple, mango.
This is the guy in the trench coat. Your fruit guy, he wears a trench coat and he goes, oh, fruit.
Yeah.
You want your fruit?
He's like a guy in a video game that has stuff in his trench coat.
Yeah. Classic video game guy.
No, there is. Except for he sells you like potions and shit.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
No, there's a fruit stand outside of my building.
Oh, okay.
He's out there every day chopping them up. And then he puts like chili and lime on it.
I feel like the fruit guys, the LA fruit guys, watermelon's their worst fruit almost
really?
Always. Mm.
Sometimes yeah. it's good, sometimes it's not. It hasn't been good lately.
Real yeah. gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of only fuck with mango and pineapple.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's kind of past mango's mango. Prime. Mango was good, like I would say June to early yeah. July, and now it's like starting to not be as good.
It's mad fibrous right now, but it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. The pineapple's amazing right now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Recommend oh, yeah. it.
Stone fruit's good right now, too.
Just careful. You might hurt yourself.
Why?
If you're biting spiky? Into a pineapple, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Too spiky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nah.
Also, it hurts my tongue if I eat a bunch of it, which I do.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything really more refreshing on a hot summer day than a slice of watermelon that's been smoked for 12 hours?
Oh,
yum. Like
on a
barbecue with your family.
And covered oh, in gravy. Covered,
yeah. Smothered yeah. in gravy.
That's the grossest part to me. Why?
There's a lot of gross parts yeah. to that video. It's really unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. And why are people feeling betrayed? Are they looking at it like, and then they're like, no,
it's, I think
no,
it's, sorry. A, it's a little bit like that that dog that was made out of whipped cream on the, did you guys cover
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone ate his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real upsetting.
I didn't see that, but I'll have to look it up.
It looked like a real dog, and then somebody took a spoon and ate his face.
Yeah. It's a pretty convincing, like, puppy. Like, it looks like a pug.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That's not
oh, I found it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Wait, there's a...
Oh!
No!
Isn't that crazy? I don't think there's sound with it. Is there?
I think it's disgusting.
Oh. Yeah.
I think the only thing that'll make that appetizing is pouring a bunch of gravy on it.
Yeah, that's true.
I just searched Twitter for cream dog if anyone else is looking for it.
Yeah.
Hashtag just cream dog.
Get on, find them cream dogs.
Find that cream dog. At the end of every episode of Trends with Benefits, we like to do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown mm-hmm. about one of the things we talked about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, Agata.
Yeah?
Do you have a suggestion of something we talked about that we could hoedown about?
What was the first trend? The snoot challenge.
The snoot challenge?
Snoot challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Dogs?
Snoot challenge.
Snoot challenge.
Okay. I think mine will be about dogs.
No, snoot challenge, please.
Okay. Usually... I go first,
mm-hmm.
then okay. July, and then
guest if they want to jump in so they don't have to close it badly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got
exactly.
it.
And you can use your time any way you like.
Yeah, yeah,
make
yeah,
a
yeah.
political statement.
Yeah. Oh,
no
you
rhyming,
could.
No,
that, I'm no, so glad no I brought this picture of the Pope.
Yeah. Please feel free to rip up a photo of the Pope.
Yep.
Although the new guy, I mean...
Nah, they still molested a lot of
that's
kids,
true.
Dude.
Yeah, that's true.
If anything, it's worse under him.
That's true. It does have kind of a, it's like the friendly face.
It's not a. Listen, it's not about the Pope per se. He's a.
It's about the institution.
Symbol. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Anyway, I do have a photo yeah. of the Pope here. I'm going to rip it up.
Okay, cool. And then for the fourth one, we just trade off
lines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll get it.
You'll get it.
Yeah. It'll be fine. This will be fine.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing. So we're doing the snoot challenge, and this is Whose Line Is It Anyway? Hoedown.
Hey, dogs aren't that smart. They just don't understand. That's why I always put a symbol in my hand. It's a little circle, it's used by the alt-right. But when my dog sticks his hand through it, I really feel alright.
Well, I love dogs, they're a man's best friend. I love them so much, they go through my hands. Oh, what a dream to be with them. I call them my cream things.
Oh shit, this is where I start to sing. Or maybe it was earlier, I do not know what's going on. We're talking about dogs putting in your holes. And that is a fine thing to do no matter where you go.
That's great.
Great.
Hey, it's another challenge. Something to do with your dog.
Don't be a schlog. Come on and do it right now.
Put the dog inside of, put your hand inside your paws.
And then he'll give you nice licks on your face.
Licks on your face.
Not your balls.
Not, well, your balls. We could have said balls.
Wouldn't it have been so much better if after every, like, whose line is it anyway thing, or in improv in general, people just kind of immediately disappointedly recapped what they could have done?
Yeah, that would be
improv.
That's how we do
start
it.
Yeah. Doing that. Just be like, oh, I fucked this
up. Andrew, that does happen. It's backstage.
No, I'm saying
getting notes.
On stage, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make it more transparent with the audience.
Yeah.
Break it down.
So this is why this scene sucked.
Well, I think that was the best hoedown we've ever done.
Yes, I do think that was the best hoedown we've ever done.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely the best hoedown I've ever done, so.
Nice.
Andrew, we did it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
We had a great time. I had a great time.
Listen to Yo's This Racist.
Yeah.
Yes, plugs.
Oh, and you want plugs. Okay, well, fine.
No, I'm saying you're right up on there.
No, I know. Listen to Yo's This Racist, and if you're in Chicago, or I'm not going to be on the London show, but we're doing a show in London on the mid-September.
You're going to be in London.
Are you serious?
Uh-oh, yes. Gabe.
Come to the show.
I will.
I don't know.
I'm there.
September 16th, I think, maybe. I think it's late on a Sunday night. We got a weird late slot, and that's why I can't make it.
Yeah.
But also, we're doing a show in November at Chicago Podfest, so please, everyone, come to that. I assume more Chicagoans than Londoners listening to this, but I don't fucking know.
Chicago. We got both.
We got a mix.
Yeah. We got both.
Nice.
We got
Chicagoans who moved to London and Londoners who moved to Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello. Give me the pizza pie, please.
Yeah. That's the Chicago guy in London.
I got it. How about you? Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug Top Chef. You know, it's just fun to... Okay. It's fun to...
That watermelon cooking episode of Top Chef.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the gravy episode.
Yeah, I love to just see a nice roasted watermelon made 12 different ways by 12 different chefs.
Nice. Yum. Make it work, right?
That's the answer.
July, how about you? Do you have anything?
I have nothing to plug. I'll give my plug to Robo Laura Hall.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to plug Searching Now in theaters. I want to plug Searching Now in theaters.
Searching Now?
Searching.
Now in theaters. Oh, in honor of Searching and John Cho's fucked up facial hair in that, I have brought my own fucked up Asian facial hair to this episode.
Nice.
Just like wispy and gross.
And we thank you for it.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Is that a movie? Searching?
It is a movie, yeah. It all takes place on a MacBook computer screen.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've seen the
It's supposed
trailer.
To be good.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like the best execution of maybe the worst possible idea that clearly every dumbass has pitched.
I want to see it. Yeah,
looks good.
See it.
Big Nate.
I'm the writer of Big Nate. By the way.
Oh my gosh!
I know, that's why I do the.
I knew there had to be a way.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits, and it's on Wednesday nights on CBS, right after SEAL Team.
Nice.
What the hell is SEAL Team?
It's a show, I guess, with Josh. Who's Angel?
David Boreanaz?
Yeah.
Oh.
They keep moving our slot around. So okay. Yeah. It's been hard to find.
We've been too successful in all of our slots, so they keep moving us around.
And we can be found online at twb.cool and on Facebook and Twitter at TrendsWBenefits. Subscribe and rate us on all the different apps.
Thank you, Andrew Clotworthy, for our theme song.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Hayes Davenport, super producer on the show.
Yeah.
Listen to the Hollywood Handbook Pro version to understand that.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
StitcherPremium.com. Promo code YO?
Yes, yeah.
I'm going to use that.
I think you get a free month.
Okay.
That's what I need. I'm going on a trip. I need 1 month.
Yeah. more than enough, frankly.
I've heard the app's great, though.
I'm going to be honest, I've never used it.
Anyway, thanks, everybody. Thank you. Of our readers for listening. We love you so much. And bye.
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 Bye.